Good afternoon. A cold front heading in our direction will produce lots of clouds and scattered showers. Even the chance for a few thunderstorms as mid-level energy associated with the front swings through the region for the second half of the day today and into the evening. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will help push temperatures into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. The evening showers will wind down as the front tracks through the region and toward the coast, but will still maintain plenty of clouds during the overnight period. The breeze will shift around from the west-southwest to the northwest, and temperatures will cool back into the 40s to around 50 for overnight lows. High pressure will build in for the weekend. Before that, we'll see plenty of clouds on Saturday morning. Then sunshine will make a return with that northwest wind increasing and drying things out further. It'll be cooler but still mild on Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. It'll remain pleasant on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds as highs bounce back toward the 60-degree mark before the next system approaches from the north and west on Monday. It'll be another cold front, minimal moisture with it, so a few scattered showers possible on Monday afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. The front will be draped across the region on Tuesday. As a result, more clouds and showers are in the forecast as a wave of low pressure rides along the front. This will keep temperatures in the upper 50s. Then we'll have a return to sunshine behind this system on Wednesday with highs around 60 degrees. We'll have a warm-up toward the end of next week with increasing clouds on Thursday, highs back into the upper 60s to around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that front extending from the Great Lakes southward to the western Gulf Coast will slowly move to the east coast tonight. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the boundary from the Ohio Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley and the western Gulf Coast. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Ohio to central Alabama. Strong wind gusts and hail are the primary risks with these storms. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level trough just off the northwest coast will move inland to the northern Rockies into the weekend, and rain will develop along the northwest coast and into northern and central California. As the system heads inland, rain with embedded thunderstorms are likely over parts of the northern Intermountain region and northern Rockies that will expand into parts of the central Rockies and northern High Plains by late tomorrow. Snow will also develop over the highest elevations of the northern and central Rockies and Sierras. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny, a shower possible in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and the risk of a thunderstorm and highs right around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 86 set in 1985, and the record low 20 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight, and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mainly dry tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid 70s. Scattered showers this evening, cloudy but mostly dry tonight, lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. High temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler but still mild, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Sunday. Lower 60s on Monday with a chance of a shower. Better chance of showers Tuesday, upper 50s. Mostly sunny back to 60 Wednesday. And another chance for showers Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.